Asti jana balava giri paradhari. Yashoda nandana prajjana ranjana. Yashoda nandana prajjana ranjana. Yamuna tiravana chari. Yamuna tiravana chari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Hey, Sri Radha Madhava Ju ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Bindu ki. Jai Om Vishnu Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatashi Shiman. His Divine Grace Sabai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pratistha Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Ananta Kota Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप सी मायपुर धाम की जय। गंगमाई की जय। जमुनमयी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय निताय गो प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Text Number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaha. Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadibhasaya Santaya Brihate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadivasaya Santaya Prihate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadivasaya Santaya Prihate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevasya Vedase Sarva Bhutadivasaya Shantaya Priyate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadivasaya Shantaya Priyate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhutadivasaya Shantaya Priyate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadivasaya Shantaya Bhuvate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhutadivasaya Shantaya Prihate Namaha. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhutadivasaya Shantaya Prihate Namaha. Namastu Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vete Sarva Bhutadi Vasaya Santai Bhute Namaha Namaste Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadi Vasaya Santaye Priyate Namaha Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadi Vasaya Santaya Brihate Namaha Vasudevaya Vedasi Sarva Bhutadi Vasaya Santaye Priti Namaha Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Bhyam unto you, Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya, Lord Vasudev, Vedasi, the creator of everything, Sarvabhuta Adivasaya, present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity, and within the atom also, Shantaya, peaceful, as if completely inactive. Brihate, the greatest of all. Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Lord Vasudeva, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as a supersoul in everyone's heart, and you are smaller than the smallest. Yet you are greater than the greatest, and are all-pervading. You appear to be completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. O Lord Vasudev, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as a super soul in everyone's heart, and are smaller than the smallest, yet you are greater than the greatest, and are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. How Devyani became self-realized by the grace of a great husband, Maharaj Jayati, is being described here. Describing such realization is another way of performing the bhakti process. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Pada Sevayam Archanam Bandan Dasyam Shakyam Atman Nivedanam. hearing and chanting about transcendental holy names, forms, qualities, and paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord's one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Shravanam, Kirtanam, hearing and chanting are especially important. By hearing from her husband about the greatness of Lord Vasudev, Devayani certainly became convinced and surrendered herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is knowledge. Bahunam Jamanam Ante Yanavam Mam Prapadyate. Surrender to Vasudeva is the result of hearing about him for many, many births. As soon as one surrenders unto Vasudeva, one is liberated immediately because of her association with her great husband, Maharajayati. Devayani became purified, adopted the means of bhakti yoga, and thus became liberated. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 9th canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Yayati Achieves Liberation. Om Agyant Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshuran Militan Dina Tashmaya Shri Hiri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Varada Shri Shri Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ramo Hari Ramo Ramo Ramo. O Lord Vasudeva, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart and are smaller than the smallest. Yet you are greater than the greatest and are all-pervading. You are completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is all due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulence. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Now these different prayers are being offered to the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, who is everywhere as the super soul in the heart of all living entities, in the atoms and in between the atoms also. So this is how he can control the universe. Vishnu maintains the universe. How does he maintain it? By entering into every atom. This is good management. If you want to maintain something, if you have a person or hundreds of persons, if you have so many persons telling you exactly what's happening right now around you and constantly advising, and with micromanagement. So that's the super soul. He's there within your heart. He's the person you're corresponding with is in that heart. And everyone else is so he's a perfect manager. He knows everything that's going on. So, but it appears he's nothing as much as happening because he's doing everything so well that we don't detect it, how it doesn't look like someone's managing the program. We don't see anyone. We don't. But it's all happening and movements are all happening. What? More close.
I thought I was speaking louder. I really try.
Hare Krishna. So, we say, Allah, Allah. It means God is great. They will all say, when you ask how great Yes, he is the great, he creates everything, he is everywhere, everything like that. But Prabhupada said, that's only one side of it. His greatness, he's also smaller than the smallest. That's his greatness also, not just his wonderful side. So that's a complete picture, more complete picture of God. That he's greater than the great, yet simultaneously he's smaller than the smallest. So here, describing the different processes of bhakti, the nine angas of bhakti, and here they're offering prayers, and of all the most important Prabhupada said, there's the hearing and chanting, shravanam kirtanam. So first becomes hearing, begins with hearing. Because if you don't hear, what can you chant? So first you hear, then you can chant, or you can repeat that, you can chant. So first comes hearing, this is important. Then after that, chanting, shravanam kirtanam. And all the different angas of bhakti. So here, the Lord is being addressed as Lord Vasudevaya. Lord Vasudeva. Vasudeva means pure consciousness. Krishna. So Krishna alone is Vasudeva. Dwokadish. So, a pure consciousness. Vasudeva, when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he never leaves, but when he has to leave, he does so in the form of Vasudeva, he expands as Vasudeva. All pervading, all knowing everywhere. And then he performs pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka, where they address, the Yadu dynasty address Krishna, Vasudeva, oh Vasudeva. They understand his position, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he manifests another two arms. All the relatives are happy. Look, Krishna's taken birth in our family, in our dynasty, so they're very happy to have Vasudeva. So these Vasudeva features being approached here because Vasudeva, he knows everything, so he can answer all of your prayers. You're offering prayers to Vasudeva. He can answer them all because he knows everything, past, present and future. So here by offering these processes of devotional service, Devayani became liberated by following the processes of bhakti. And Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are chanting that mantra, Lord Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate, we are chanting before Bhagavatam class. This mantra was also given to Ramanuja Acharya. His Guru Maharaj told him this mantra. He whispered this mantra in his ear. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Do not reveal these mantras. These are your guru-given mantras, guru datta. You don't repeat them to anyone. You chant them silently. Not silently. Only you can hear. No one else can hear. Softly. Sorry. So, you shouldn't reveal your mantras given by guru. Hare Krishna is all pervasive. Om mantra, these are okay. There is no hard and fast rule for chanting Hare Krishna. Other mantras, generally there's some rule and regulation. you shouldn't tell anyone, or you shouldn't chant loudly. So you can meditate on the meaning of the mantra as you're chanting it.
Anyway, Ramanuja, his guru gave him this very, very good mantra. One who takes this mantra will definitely become liberated very quickly, very easily. So he said, thank you, Guru Maharaj, very confidential knowledge. So then he went out into the marketplace where everyone was, and he said, called everyone, come on, come. I've got something to tell you. He gathered all the townspeople. He said, this mantra, it can liberate anyone who chants it will be liberated. Okay, hear from me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the whole town was roaring, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then his guru came to know that he's in the marketplace chanting his secret mantra. He became very angry. He went that marketplace to chastise Ramanuja. And Ramanuja fell at the feet of his guru. He said, I'm an offender, guru. I know I've made an offense at your lotus feet by chanting this mantra loudly. Then why did you do it? Why did you do knowingly you were making guru aparab? Why did you do that? I did it, but I knew what I was doing. And I'm very, very sorry for that I did that. But you did say that if anybody chants the mantra, they'll immediately be liberated. So of course, that's the potency of the mantra. He said, well then, I chanted that mantra for them. If it's an offensive and if I have to go to hell, I don't really mind. But as long as all the people here heard that mantra and they will get liberated, that was my concern. His guru said, oh, You are my teacher. You are teaching me now. Ramanujacharya ki. Oh, sorry, Madhavacharya. Madhavacharya. So, they're offering prayers here. Well, this is one of the nine angas of bhakti known as Vandana. Yes. Who is in charge of Vandana? Who represents Vandana? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Akrura. Akrura. Right? Now he is remembering. Wasn't it? He was always remembering Nrisingadev. He was saved. Akrura, right? Akrura, he was, yes, thank you. He was offering very nice prayer. So he represents that anger. Vandana. Offering prayers to Krishna. And here, the prayer is being offered to Krishna as the Almighty Creator. Vasudeva, you are the Creator of everything. You are the Almighty Creator. That's quite natural. It's a natural conclusion to come to if we're searching for God. Well, who is God? I think one of the first conclusions is he's the creator of everything. So he's being offered, O Vasudeva, Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire universe. So that is quite natural. I had some experience how to address God in my beginning of my spiritual journey. I was traveling around and you were coming through Europe and everybody saying Jesus is the only way. Then you come through Turkey and Iran, Afghanistan, they're all Allah, Allah only, Allah. And then you come to India, of course, then you've got a lot of different gods, Krishna, Ram, and all the other different gods that they have. They're all saying, my God is best, my God is best. So I was thinking, I was kind of bewildered. I thought, well, there can only be one God. How can they all have different gods and my God is the best? The idea behind it is because I'm the best, and whatever I do, whoever I worship, he's the best, because I got to have the best. Right? But so I was thinking, I offered a prayer, probably the first sincere prayer I ever offered in my life. And I said, well, how do I address God? I want to make a prayer, but I never really, really thought about it before. But how do I address him? And then I came up with this conclusion, this name. He must be the creator of everything. We can see the whole cosmic manifestation. There has to be a creator behind it, so that must be God. So I think that's a good name to call him. So I chose that name, Almighty Creator. Because it was very sincere prayer, Krishna answered it. The supreme creator. later on, I was reading about a Bible, and in some preface or something, here's a list of names how you can call to God. So I'd look at it, and then it said, this name, the Supreme Almighty Creator. Oh, wow, you know that sometimes you get that tingling goes through your body. That's what I chose. That's the name I chose. Look, here's some confirmation. Is there? So it's one of the names of God. Harinam, 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 Ivikevalam, Kalu, Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva. It's one of the names. And it was effective. It worked. The Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names of God. So these are Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or the Almighty Creator. These are names of God. The secondary names, the primary name, Krishna, Govinda, etc., Gopa. But the secondary names of God, Almighty Creator is one. Bhagavan, Paramatma, Allah. These are secondary. The secondary names. But they're the names, nonetheless. And in the Kali Yuga, chanting the holy name is the process. In Kali Yuga, it is the process. So you get the result. His primary names or secondary names? Primary names, when you meet a pure devotee of the Lord, he can instruct you in chanting Krishna's name. But until that time, we have the secondary names, denoting the greatness of God generally there. So here, Shravanam Kirtan, hearing and chanting are especially important. By hearing from her husband about the greatness of Lord Vasudeva, Devayani certainly became convinced and surrendered herself to the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is knowledge. Bhavunam Jamananti Jnanavambam Prapachyate. Surrendering to Vasudeva is a result of hearing about him for many, many births. And as soon as one surrenders to Vasudeva, one is liberated immediately, like Devayani. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, who is that? Vasudeva, Bahunam Jamananti Jnanabhambam Prapadyati, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samhatma Sudulava. After many, many thousands of births, Krishna says, here it says many births. Bhagavad Gita says, after many thousands of births, one comes to the conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. To come to this conclusion, Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva,
is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Took thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani, jnanavam, searching for the truth. Thousands and births. But Srila Prabhupada commenting on this. He said, now here is the version of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. After thousands and thousands of births, you come to this conclusion and you take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna Bhashti. You surrender to Krishna, to his lotus feet. Took thousands and thousands of births. So Prabhupada said, now I'm telling you to surrender to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person. I'm telling now, if you hear me, Prabhupada said, if you hear me and you accept that and you act on it, that means you skip or jump thousands and thousands of births of knowledge, because you come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands and thousands of births of knowledge. Vasudeva, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the conclusion. So Prabhupada said, I'm telling you now the conclusion. If you accept it, then you jump thousands and thousands of births. This is the glory of meeting a devotee of the Lord, that he can save you thousands and thousands of births. And then one comes to the position of accepting Krishna and goes back to Godhead. One life. So you don't have to wait thousands and thousands of births. If you just take the process of surrendering. So we're just reading a couple of purports here. Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulaksha, Abhira, Shambhai, Yavana, Khashadya. These are some of the different names. Yavanas. Who are addicted to sinful activities, who are outside of the Varnashram system. They're considered sinful people, all these. But even those, they're all addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. For he is the supreme power. So even a contamination of this material, contaminated in this material world, even they can attain liberation if they take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, even though they are considered to be untouchables according to the Vedic system, but they become so purified by taking shelter. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So that's the end, that's your goal, that's your end of knowledge, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So if you have that understanding, if you have that knowledge, that's the highest consciousness. That means all lower consciousness will become purified. If you understand what is the highest consciousness, the purest consciousness, as Vasudeva Krishna, then automatically all the lower sinful activities, they all become purified. All the lower types of consciousness we have, it all becomes purified by putting Vasudeva in our consciousness. So this is immediate purificatory process. We don't have to follow different types of yoga and austerities to become purified. We remember the Supreme Pure. Om Upavitra Pavitra Va. This prayer, Pundarikaksham, to Krishna, who has lotus-like eyes. Simply by remembering his lotus feet, one becomes purified inside and outside. So the Vaishnavas very much appreciate this prayer, because Everything is contained in that. When you have the highest consciousness or Krishna consciousness, then all the lower consciousness will become purified. Same thing Krishna says, sarva tanam parityaja mamikam saranam cha aham tam sarva papibhyo. Pap means sin. That Arjuna, if you surrender to me, I will take away all that sin. And if you don't surrender unto me after I've spoken to you this, then that's sinful. If you don't accept and you don't surrender to me after me instructing you, then that is sinful. So just give up all other types of dharma, sarva dharma parityaja. So all these different dharmas actually meant for liberation. Everything is purity, till you for liberation. It's the fourth order. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Not many people are interested in moksha, but it's there. And transcendentalists were inspiring for liberation. They're performing some kind of purificatory acts and different types of yoga for purification, types of dharma for purification. More or less all the same. They're all these different systems and yogas, etc. More or less bringing you up to the point of liberation. That's, you'll see, that's generally the goal of all different processes of yoga, etc. like that. Up to the point of liberation. Then that's, for them that's it. Ultimately we got liberation after passing through the millions of births, after karma, moksha. They get liberation. So that's it. That's the end for them. The end of their journey. They get their liberation. But for the devotees, they also more or less using different processes. It's all for purification. Same thing. Purification, different methods of purification. But when the devotees get liberated, they don't say that's it, finished, like all the others, the gyanis, that's it. No need any more austerities, no need studying in the Vedas, because we've understood now the purpose of the Veda. Aham Brahmasmi is to understand Brahman. So now we've not necessary for any more studying. Devotees, I know, when the devotee gets to the point of liberation, he said, now spiritual life really begins. Now the hearing really begins. Now the chanting really begins. Now it's being done with feeling. It's being done with love for Krishna. You know who Krishna is? Beyond liberation, he is the source of the Brahma Jyoti, everything. But so the devotees, no, it begins at the, for the devotees, it begins at this point. Now we become enthusiastic. We've got feeling direct connection with Krishna. The sambandha is there, made there. So for the devotees, they got much further to go. Back to Godhead, and all the different relationships that Krishna has so he can enjoy it. These different mellows, different rasas. This is Krishna's business. Enjoying with these loving devotees. Sharing love, exchanging love. That's Krishna's only business. God is love. And God loves love best. So if you want to know how to love God, you love Him. He's the best. So, yeah, so one immediately becomes purified, he takes to this process of devotional service. Same thing is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, maybe the 7th chapter, 28th verse. I can't remember. Antam papam, it finished with antam papam, something like that. Anyway, Krishna says, only one who has been purified from all sinful activities, he has finished with attachment to the material world, finished with enjoyment of the material world, He's purified from previous birth also. And this birth, he's purified. Only he can take to my devotional service. Krishna himself is saying that. Only he can take to, you've got to be purified, not only this lifetime, but from last lifetime also. Then he can take to my devotional service. But then because of the supreme instruction at the end, Krishna nullifies that argument. Sarva dhanam parityaja mamikam. If you just render everything to me, I will take care of you. There will be no sin. Hum tam sapapibhi. So this is the Krishna's mercy. He's given a shortcut system. Sledgehammer process. We have a shonapati, the goldsmith. The gold man makes gold earrings and nose rings, and he has a little hammer and little some gold and tap 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 tap. He's working with the metal. But then you have the blacksmith who works with big lumps of iron, and he has a big sledgehammer like this. Prabhupada said one stroke, Krishna consciousness. Not the blacksmith's process, this process, this. No. One stroke, Krishna consciousness. The blacksmith process. Boom. So this is how quickly we can surrender to Krishna. One stroke. If you give up all of your activities and become conscious of Krishna. If you become conscious of me, you will cross over all the obstacles of life. By my grace, Krishna says. So, in the Bhavisha Purana, Bhavisha Purana, Bhavisha means in the future. So there's a Purana which tells you about the future. It mentions, in the future, that a saffron-clad man, saffron-clothed man, will come in Kali Yuga, and he will teach the Vedas in the language of the Malechas. And he initiates with fire. Sound like anyone we know? Prabhupada ki. He teaches the, he speaks the Vedas in the language of the Malecha. And Prabhupada personally told me, you can chant your mantras in your own language. So, Prabhupada's giving my identity here. Malecha. I'm from Malecha Desh. So Prabhupada told me, you can, the verse is there. He's teaching the Vedas in the language of the Malechas, and personally he told me, you can chant your mantras in your language. So I'm happy to be Prabhupada's Malecha. Prabhupada ki jai. And also he initiates with fire, it says. So generally when people get initiated, generally the Gayatri mantras, then there was a fire sacrifice. The disciple, he should go and collect shamida, some wooden sticks. Then he should go to the home of the guru, and he will put the sticks there, and he will say, my guru, please accept me and initiate me. Because he brings the firewood for initiation, for the Jagannath. Then the guru, if he feels qualified, okay. So then he makes the fire from the firewood, and he does his puja, and then he gives him the mantra, secret mantra, by fire. So that's always a system for getting your Gayatri mantra. You, Gaudiya Math,
They also give fire initiation, but they give first and second initiation together. That's a system, generally. If you're going to get a spiritual name, you'll do it through the fire. And you get the mantras. You get the predominating deities of the Sampradaya and the mantras to chant, to realize the deities for Vaishnavas. So that's the voice of system. The mantra is given, the fire sacrifice is given for first and second initiation. And we see in Gaudiya Math, they don't give fire sacrifice first initiation, but they give pet name. Pet. Your name is Krishna Das. They give you your name so you can relate to it then. Later on you will get the fire sacrifice and they'll give you the Gayatri mantras, the Sampradaya and the deity. But it should be chanted softly. Prabhupada was different. He didn't do that system. Prabhupada initiated with fire for first initiation. Nobody does that. The Vedas don't say that. You get your Gayatri mantras, etc., of the Sampradaya, then you'll get the deity mantras. You get the name of the Vishnu, Krishna. But Prabhupada, he gave fire sacrifice first and second initiation. So it means Prabhupada was considering the first initiation more important than the second initiation. More important than the Gayatri mantras is because the Yuga Dharma is Harinama. Harinama, Harinama, Harinami Vikivalam. That's the Yuga Dharma. The Prabhupada gave initiation within the Holy Name because it's more powerful than the Gayatri mantra. The Gayatris are expansion of the Holy Name. So what Prabhupada did is quite unique. He initiates with fire. He gives you your initiation name and so this is the predicted in the Bhava Shaprana. With fire. Because he's considering the holy name more important than the Gayatri. In the once in Gaudiya Math, I think back Bhagavad-gita, they were serving prasadam. And the devotees were serving, but they made two lines. Those who didn't have the initiation, they had pet names or something, didn't have second initiation. They're in one line, and all the brahmanas who haven't, who have initiation, first and second, they're in another line. So when Bhaktisiddhanta came, he saw it, he said, "Oh, you think that you're in the second line, you're in the brahmanical line." Yeah, you're thinking this, but he said, "But actually, the other line is more advanced because they're only got pet names." They got names of Krishna, but that's more powerful than the Gayatri mantras. You've made two lines, but these are the more powerful ones who are chanting, who have Krishna's names. So he's had the same idea also. Anyway. First initiation, second initiation. But anyway, we got somehow or another connection. Prabhupada's given us connection to the parampara and given us a whole process of devotional service. Shravanam kirtanam smaranavandana padase panudashire
Pujana Sakijana Atma Nivedana Govinda Rasabilase. Find Angas of Bhakti. Any of these Angas you can take. So devotional service is not just one thing. It's not only chanting is the highest. No, different Angas of Bhakti. 9 Angas. And they're all potent and very powerful for practicing. According to the East devotee's mentality, he can use these 1 or 2 or 9, all of them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinodi, Nitai Go Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jivanam Prabhu.
You were saying that Srila Prabhupada gave you permission to say your prayers in the language of the Malecha. Did you?
Yeah, I do some. In the early days in Mayapur, there was no Bengali devotees coming. So they were all English and American, mostly American. So all the prayers and everything were in Bengali, so we didn't know the translation. So Bhavananda Prabhu had me chant all the English translations for all the prayers. So we would read the deities. We knew Chintamani prayer. We would chant that. Then Bhavananda would have me recite every day as if after we chanted the mantras. And I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is situated in his own abode, filled with spiritual gems. And when we do Guru Puja, then we had that. Nobody knew what it was because we were non-Bengali at that time. Then we chant that, and anyway, I would chant that prayers, proper authorized. He said, many people are coming into the temple, not many at that time, but some people are coming. He said, you see, they're coming. He was giving Bhagavatam class, and there's old men and children there. He said, they don't understand this language. He said, but it doesn't matter because the sound vibration is there. The sound vibration will enter their hearts. So even though they don't know what we're speaking in English, they don't know. But still the effect will be there because of the sound vibration. Sound vibrations. Another time it was in Prabhupada's room with Satsarup Maharaj. We were sitting in Prabhupada's office at the other end, and Prabhupada was doing his japa. Very grave. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he was walking very slowly. He was walking to the bedroom where he takes his rest, and he walked back again into the office. He was just walking very slowly and chanting Hare Krishna. Then he approaches us. We were sitting on the mattress. He approaches us and he stops and he says, this chanting Hare Krishna is the sound incarnation of the absolute Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, his name is none different than the sound vibration, the absolute truth. Okay. Thank you. 9 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.